Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're wondering what these new restrictions mean about going to churches and restaurants and whatnot. Dr. Kevin Most joins us. You've heard him many times on WGN, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John.
Dr. Most, do you agree with what the governor did? Let's start there. Four counties on further restriction?
Well, this is a tough answer for me because I'll say yes and no. You know, I understand why he did it. You know, when you look at the numbers, we certainly need to slow this train down, even though I'm not sure we can do it, even with the things that we did. But the part of that bothers me a little bit is when we say no more indoor dining, and now we go into outdoor dining in tents where there is zero circulation, especially when the air is cold and the sides are down, we may be doing more harm than good versus a restaurant where we say you must have set standards for air turnover rates and good HEPA filters. I'd feel more safer indoors than I would in some of the outdoor dining tents that we're going to see now to circumvent this and try to keep these restaurants in business.
Yeah, in a way, you've created an indoor space outdoors. You've really got an inside area with some of these tents with the flaps down, don't you?
Even worse, there's no circulation, right? I mean, you've been in tents, I'm sure, in the summer and how stifling they can be.
Yeah.
You know, think about that. We took a air circulation problem and made it even worse and think that we're going to get a better outcome.
Well, where have the new cases been coming, doctor? Is it from one-to-one contact with families and friends in our homes, or are we picking up COVID-19 in restaurants?
No, you know, it's really interesting, John. We are finding out right now, because we track not only our admissions, but actually, like you said, where did they come from? We want to see if we can identify any hotspots. We are seeing less and less cases coming from nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities, which have shown us that if we put the correct PPE and put the correct mitigation processes in these places, we can protect that vulnerable population. We're seeing almost everybody coming from a home-based setting right now, and often that exposure is from a child or adolescent in the home.
Okay, but then, well, then, doctor, what does that say about these restrictions on these public places rather than on these private places? I want you to respond to that after this. Dr. Kevin Most is on a phone line, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Doctor, just before the break, you said, well, most of this transmission is individuals, so then why are we shutting down the restaurants?
Yeah, John, but I think the point is that we are seeing a positivity rate in the community that we're going to try to minimize the spread. And if we put them into an environment, especially in restaurants, you know, there's a inverse relationship to mask wearing and alcohol intake. You know, the more alcohol you take, the less mask you wear. Yeah. In those environments, too, you're up close to people. It's loud. You're certainly not social distancing. So it's just going to advance that spread. Just to give you a kind of an idea, every person that is going to come into Central DuPage or any hospital right now, for whether it's for a colonoscopy or a mammography or surgery, they're getting COVID testing. We are finding now about a 10 to 15% positivity rate on those healthy people coming in. So when we're hearing, you know, positivity rate of 5, 8% on those being tested, I can tell you that that positivity rate has been minimized. And we're seeing now, if you start to look at these individuals, that we're probably closer to a 10 or 12% in the community, and we're going to hit a tipping point where it's going to be very tough to slow that down.
You said that the positivity rate's been minimized, meaning the reported numbers are less than they actually are.
Correct. Correct.
Wow. Well, I mean, because we are over 5% in the city, and some of these counties are at 10, but you think that whatever metric they're using to, whatever means they're using to get to that metric, that's still probably not the number, huh? You think it's higher across the board?
Yeah, I could tell you, you know, just from our COVID call this morning with the entire hospital here, we have anywhere from, you know, 150 to 200, I'll say, procedures that are going to be done here, whether it's surgeries or colonoscopies or other minor things. We had about 25 people that were canceled today because of a positive rate. And those individuals were just totally asymptomatic. They were being tested just so that we would know as we brought them into the hospital to make sure that they were negative.
So random people coming into the hospital today, 20%+ of them were positive for COVID-19.
Yep.
Doctor, what would you think if we just did something draconian at any point, 3 months ago or tomorrow, and said, okay, for the next, pick a number, 3 weeks, a complete shutdown. Businesses, restaurants, nothing will be open, and do everything you can to minimize travel or socializing. Would that be almost curative for the area?
Well, it may not be curative because of the numbers we're at right now, but I can tell you the CDC is extremely concerned about what's going to happen in the next 6 to 8 weeks here and the stress that it could put on the hospitals and health systems across this country. You know, we talk about a lot of the asymptomatic people, and people are like, well, why are we really doing this? Why don't we just open everything up and let's just go get on with it? Mm-hmm. One of the reasons, and one of the main reasons we're doing it, the hospitals and health systems cannot handle the stress of another big second wave right now. We would be crushed, and it is a huge concern for us going forward of what's going to happen in these next 6 to 8 weeks. You know, today at the hospital at CDH, we were full this morning, and we were full with only 33 COVID patients. If we had 90 COVID patients like we've had in the past, I don't know where we're going to put the other 60 patients for those that need health care at this time.
So the worst case scenario would be that the restrictions would then say we're not going to go back to doing regular stuff. We're only going to do COVID stuff.
Correct. And when you look at that and what has happened with the number of individuals who have had strokes in their home and not sought care, and those individuals who have died of heart attacks because they had not sought care has gone up. We talk about these things called excess death rates. Part of that certainly due to COVID. Part of it is certainly due to individuals not getting routine health care or getting urgent emergent care when needed.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Before the doctor goes back to being a doctor, let's pick up a couple of phone lines. Yep. Elsie, you're on WGN. What question do you have?
I would like to just ask if it would be safe to go inside a restaurant and order dinners carry out with this upsurge in the coronavirus.
Do you mean you physically go into the restaurant and pick up the food? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, order the food and carry it out, you know?
Yeah, sure. Doc?
Yeah, Elsie, I mean, it's probably the safest thing you could possibly do. Wear a mask when you go in there. Keep the mask on while you're waiting for the food to be prepared, and then leave the area and social distance while you're in the restaurant away from people. You are as safe there as you are at your home. Minimizing your exposure, getting your food, and getting out of there is exactly what the governor would have liked to see.
The time element is still relevant here, right, Doctor?
It is. So, you know, when we look at the time element, you know, the CDC, people don't know probably, but they made a subtle change. We used to have it 15 continuous minutes within 6 feet of an individual who is positive. Now it is 15 cumulative minutes over 24 hours with someone who is positive. So certainly you don't want to be around anybody who is positive, especially if you're within 6 feet. So, but going into a restaurant, you should be able to place your order, and if it's crowded, go back outside and wait in your car. But you should certainly be able to control that environment much better than you can if you're seated and eating in a restaurant.
Elsie, good call. Thanks for joining us. Peter, you're on with Dr. Kevin Most. Hi, Peter.
Oh, yes.
Are you there?
John, enjoy your program. And, of course, Dr. Most, who explains the disease problems quite easily that ordinary people can understand. Now, my question is, Doctor, what is your suggestion with regard to wearing a mask in the car now, especially with the winter weather, with the windows closed and only my wife and myself in the car? Is it suggested that we continue wearing the mask in the car?
No, you are fine, John. If you are in the car by yourself or with your wife, just you should feel that that is exactly how you are in the home environment. If you're not going to be exposed to anyone else in that car, you do not need to wear the mask in the car. And in the car, Well, actually, if you open your windows, your air circulation in the car is probably one of the safest places you can be. So no need to do it. It's very uncomfortable sometimes. So it fogs up glasses if you're wearing glasses. So I would tell people, do not wear a mask in the car unless you're picking up individuals that you aren't sure of or what's going on as far as their COVID status.
Guys, we have 60 seconds and two calls. Let's see if we can do each of them in 30 seconds. Sandy, you're playing tennis indoors, right?
Correct.
Doc, what do you say?
Sandy, I think
doubles,
you're fine.
Double.
Even if you're playing doubles, you're at least 6 feet and you're moving quite a bit around. So as long as you're not getting close to them and staying close to them, I think you'll be fine. And even the indoor tennis have good air circulation as well. It's almost like you're outside.
Mary, you're on WGN. What's your question?
Yes, we're going to be traveling by Amtrak in a bedroom suite where there's a washroom and shower right in it. Do you think that's a safe way to travel?
Mary, yeah. You know, the only bad thing is the dining portion of that and moving through. If you're going to stay in that one area and you know it has been cleaned, that is fine. You don't see the air circulation issues and the filter issues in Amtrak that you would in an airplane. So I would be a little bit more hesitant. But as long as you're going to bring all your food, have everything, and stay within your own environment there that you know has been cleaned when you walked in and minimize your interaction with anyone else, it's kind of like a moving home for you as long as you don't go out of it.
They do bring the food to your room as long as you requested it. You don't have to go to the dining car.
Hey, Mary, how long are you going to be on that train? How long?
2.5 days.
Okay. We got to take a break. Last thought about that?
Yeah, I would say just be really careful. Stay in your room and minimize your interactions with anybody. Having your food delivered is fine.
Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern. Nice to talk to you, Doctor, as always. Thank you so much.
You take care, John.